Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Monday, and this is Christina Broomfield. So glad you've tuned into our program. And I'm going to ask for a little bit of grace from our listeners because I have a head cold. So if I sound a bit funny, that's why. I didn't want to miss this opportunity, though, to interview Dawn Ottenbright. Dawn is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with adults and couples. She's been a frequent guest on Family Life Perspectives. She always brings so much good information. And we had scheduled today. And Dawn, I'm just so glad that you're here.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
But I noticed when you walked into the studio and you heard my voice, you took a step back. So I don't think I'm very contagious. It's
no,
just
I
just
think
been hanging on.
You know, the medication's probably helping you out.
Oh yeah, we're gonna knock on wood, and I'll be fully mended here in a few days. But I am excited about having you on the air again.
Thanks.
In the past, you've always brought some positive, good information to our program, and I'm very excited about what you're going to talk on this week. Turning baggage into luggage.
Yes, doesn't that sound fun?
It does. And, you know, you told me the title, and I just kind of went blank, and I go, well, I don't know, but that sounds like something good to talk about. Can you tell myself, as well as our listeners, kind of define baggage, luggage? What
yeah.
are you going with this?
So here's where I'm going with this, is that, you know, we kind of know the term baggage as, you know, we carry around baggage from our past and so past experiences, long-held ideas regarded as burdens or impediments. That's kind of how we're defining baggage today. But we also know that baggage is like suitcases. And when the airport deals with your luggage, they call it baggage, because it's not really important to them, and they throw it all around, and mm-hmm. who knows what happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes it gets lost. But when you go to the department store, you don't go and buy baggage. You go and buy luggage. So my thought was that we would look at the stuff that we're carrying around, and then we would try to transform that stuff into something that we'd like to carry around, something that we would buy, something that we feel proud of or enjoy.
Do you know, when you brought up the difference, baggage, luggage,
right.
which is kind of like the same thing, I guess.
Yes.
If we
like if you look at that definition, it's suitcases.
Yes. There you go. We got a third word for that. But the airport would call it baggage because it is their job. It's heavy. It's work.
Right.
There's no personal, you know, pride. But I mean to tell you, I know when I have a girlfriend that buys a new set of luggage or,
right.
you know.
Like a Louis Vuitton bag.
Oh, my goodness. Or some of the neat stuff they come out, the color combinations
right.
and all that. You know, you almost hate to travel with it.
You
because
do.
You feel good about it. It looks good. So is that kind of what you're saying? The baggage is something heavy, but the luggage is something to be proud of?
Yes. So that's kind of where I'm going with the whole metaphor. So luggage, then, is something that's worth carrying for
mm-hmm.
you and something that is helpful in your journey.
Yes.
So
well,
that's
yeah.
kind of, yes.
If you don't get your luggage at the end of the, when you step off that plane, there's always a problem.
There is.
Does everybody carry baggage?
They do. Everybody carries baggage. We all have past things that, you know, we have good things that happened in our lives and we have bad things that happened in our lives. And so we carry those things with us.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing when I think of baggage, because I'm a marriage therapist, mm-hmm. I can't tell you over the years how I've always said you bring baggage into the marriage.
Right.
And it's always said in a negative way.
Yes. And so actually this is how I came up with this idea. My husband and I were at a marriage retreat recently, and they did talk about, you know, how your parents' marriage influences your marriage and how they behave with you and with their spouse influences how you behave with your spouse, mm-hmm. which, you know, for us, we're like, yes, of course. And, you know, we've already figured all of this stuff out mostly because, you know, as a therapist, you're always thinking about that kind of stuff.
Right.
We were with a bunch of people that we didn't know, that didn't know us, and a lady said to me, I did not realize how important that past stuff was. I just really never thought about it. She didn't know I was a therapist.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know, shook my head and said, yeah, it's pretty important. But I thought, you know, I think that our listeners would really get some advantage from, like, looking at some of that stuff. And feeling like, oh, okay, this stuff is important. This stuff is important to look at and figure out and see where you might be doing something that you could change and make your life way better.
I love it. We're going to pause here, hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Dawn Ottenbright, the topic of the week, I love the title, Turning Baggage into Luggage. And Dawn, you really just differentiated between baggage, mm-hmm. something heavy and burdensome, and just things that we, good and bad experiences mm-hmm. in life, and then luggage, something that we all want to be, you know, kind of show off our luggage.
Right.
We don't, you know, when you're standing in the airport and they're putting it all down on the conveyor belt, I always look at the ones that are all beat up and have the mm-hmm. the rope or the belt around them, and I'm thinking, boy, I'm glad I'm not picking that piece up. That's just embarrassing.
Right.
You know, but the nice pieces, we want to have the nice luggage.
We
so
do.
So everybody's got baggage.
They do. And so some things that we learn as kids, so we learn things from our families growing up. They're modeled for us. They're told to us. Mostly modeled because kids, you know, do what they see better than they do what they're told. So there's good things that get modeled for us. There's bad things that get modeled for us. There's things that are in the situation sometimes really helpful and then not really helpful later on in your life or only helpful at certain times. Sometimes we really need to look at that stuff even more than like, we recognize the easy bad stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, a lot of people will come and say, you know, I was beat as a child, I was hit as a child, I will never hit my kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to recognize some of the really bad stuff. Sometimes it's harder to recognize some of the stuff that's not helpful for us, but seems like it was probably not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like work ethic. Work ethic is really can be a really good thing. But then sometimes, if we take it to the extreme, it can be very detrimental because, like, you might be going into work sick. Yeah.
You said, yeah, my father had a very strong work ethic.
Yes, I bet he did. And so, so we want to look at those kind of things, too, because though that's kind of like the baggage that we're carrying and we don't realize it.
Well, and I'm going to throw you some, play the devil's advocate here,
okay.
I guess, for a time. I agree, yes, we don't always recognize mm-hmm. that some of these things that might have been very good growing up, learning a good work ethic mm-hmm. or not, learning how to enjoy life, can move into adulthood and be extremes.
Right.
But how, and I know you'll talk about this, number mm-hmm. one, how do we even define it as baggage? And then are we convinced that it's even bad? I mean, I could sit and talk to you all day long about how it's very good to have a work ethic.
Right.
So my baggage of having a strong work ethic has got me ahead in life. Isn't mm-hmm. that where we run into problems?
Yes, I think that's where we run into problems because you're right. It is a really good thing,
mm-hmm.
and it can be a really good thing. And then other times it leads to us being overworked.
Mm-hmm.
And not taking care of ourselves. And maybe there's a time when you could take a vacation, but you don't. Or maybe you need to take a sick day, but you don't. And you acted like you didn't take a sick day, but we know.
I did. I canceled you did. Last week.
You canceled last week. So that was really good because you took care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything, could we say, and it's so interesting to use this analogy because when we think of baggage or luggage or suitcases, we pack our stuff. I don't pack
right.
other people's stuff. This is all my clothes
right.
and my toiletries, everything.
It's
right?
like when you go out to the airport, they said, did you pack your own bag?
Yes, yes. Did anybody stop you and put their stuff in?
Right.
Yeah. This is all my stuff.
Yes.
So is it safe to say, as we close out here, that baggage is really everything?
Yes. Baggage is really everything. But what we kind of have to do is sort through. And that's what we'll talk about probably later in the week is kind of sorting through. Is this good? And how do we make this, you know, like we said, work ethic is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we taking it to the extreme?
Yes. Yes, very good. Well, I'm excited about unpacking the week.
Okay, good.
And I want to encourage our listeners to tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking a little more about turning our baggage into luggage. Also, visit us on our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook. And in just a moment, our phone number will be coming up. Grab a pen, jot it down. If you have questions, please feel free to call us. Can you be with us tomorrow?
I sure can.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.